From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. General David Petraeus is emphasizing cooperation among all parties seeking to stabilize Afghanistan. The newly approved commander of troops there is in Brussels, where he's met with representatives of NATO countries.
We must achieve unity of effort in what is clearly an effort to achieve mutual objectives.
Petraeus reiterates the need for international commitment, reminding people that Afghanistan was where the 9/11 attacks were planned. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says Petraeus is the right person for the job. Hurricane Alex has crossed the northeastern coast of Mexico as a Category 2 storm, pounding small fishing villages. But NPR's John Burnett reports the storm has mostly spared South Texas as well as the oil cleanup effort farther north.
Alex blew ashore in a lightly populated area called Soto La Marina, about 110 miles south of Brownsville. Many coastal residents had fled the 110-mile-per-hour winds ahead of the storm. The hurricane has dropped back to a Category 1 and will continue to weaken as it pushes farther into northern Mexico. Texas had activated rescue equipment and guardsmen to prepare for the worst, but there were no reports of serious damage or injuries. Matamoros, across the Rio Grande from Brownsville, reported flooded neighborhoods from torrential rain. Farther north, oil skimming operations in the Gulf were suspended because of rough seas, though the work of drilling a relief well continued. Forecasters warned there is still a threat of tornadoes and heavy rains as Alex breaks up. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Alex hasn't stopped some athletic types. Dennis Barrett has found a unique way to deal with flooding on South Padre Island, Texas.
I'm paddling a part of Texas I haven't paddled before. I paddled the entire length in May from the Rio Grande River up to Port Arthur, but I didn't think I'd be paddling down Padre Boulevard.
And that's Barrett in his kayak. New regulations aimed at the financial industry have passed the House on a vote of 237 to 192. NPR's Audie Cornish reports the House vote brings the bill one step closer to final passage, but there are still some uncertainties.
House Republicans, like Indiana Congressman Mike Pence, did not waver in their opposition to the bill.
This legislation codifies the notion of too big to fail, a policy and an approach the American people have roundly rejected.
But in the Senate, Democrats are still courting moderate Republicans in hopes of getting the bill approved in the next 2 weeks. The legislation would create a special office to monitor the insurance industry and another to write and enforce rules for consumer lending. It would also give regulators more power to liquidate failing companies that threaten financial markets. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Stock markets in Asia have lost ground for a third straight session today. This is NPR News. Elena Kagan appears to be ever closer toward confirmation as the 112th Supreme Court Justice. Republicans are showing little motivation for a long-shot filibuster attempt. A full Senate vote on her nomination is likely next month, in time for her to be seated before the court's new term in October, as her confirmation hearings continued this week. Toyota says it has identified about 270,000 vehicles sold worldwide that have potentially faulty engines. The big Japanese company won't say whether it will recall the cars. Tiger Woods starts defending his title today at the AT&T National Golf Tournament outside Philadelphia. Woods' appearance follows reports he's been interviewed by federal authorities. It's reported the investigation is into a Canadian doctor charged with providing pro athletes with banned performance-enhancing drugs. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
Several media reports say investigators have spoken to Woods about his involvement with Canadian doctor Anthony Gallia. The Associated Press quotes Woods' agent, Mark Steinberg, saying in an email, "Tiger willingly spoke to the authorities and cooperated fully. It was confirmed that because he did nothing illegal, he's not the subject of any criminal investigation." It's not known what Woods told investigators. He's acknowledged being treated by Gallia for an injured knee using a legal procedure called plasma replacement therapy. It involves withdrawing blood from a patient, spinning it, and then re-injecting it into the injured body part. Woods says he's never used banned performance-enhancing drugs. Gallia denies giving banned drugs to Woods or any other athletes. Gallia faces several charges, including smuggling and distributing human growth hormone. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.